Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today on Power Rangers.
Hello and welcome to a collaboration between the Geekcast Radio Network and the Pop Culture Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast, episode 23. I am your host, TFG and Mike, and joining me from PCN is Scotty Cash. Hello.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Chillin'.
That's good. And of course, we have the Super Sentai guy, Spade of the Vault Matrix. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, and it's been less than a month since our last episode. Normally we did these every 30 days back when we were doing the series reviews, but since these interim episodes before the commentaries are we don't have to spend as much time, you know, researching and stuff. But yeah, we're on episode 23, and we've got some feedback from episode 22. Chaotix commented on the website. He also posted this over in the Pop Culture Network forums. Really fun episode, guys. Love hearing your various thoughts and reactions to every choice on each of your lists. And wow, has it already been 2 years? Yeah, it's been 2 years since we started this podcast. Holy crap. I guess time really does fly when you're having fun. Looking forward to your top PR themes and toy discussion episodes. And he also posted his list of top favorites. We also have a very extensive comment from George Rodriguez. He says, "Great review, guys. I've been listening to the podcast for some time now, and I enjoy the chemistry and balance between you two and dedication put into each episode. Spade's Sentai segments are highly informative, and I give him credit for all the research that he puts into each one. Can't wait till you guys get to Megaforce, because I'm enjoying every minute of it. Just wish Yellow and Pink would make out already." Oh, wow. I haven't been to Megaforce. So, oh, boy. This is for you, Scotty. Regarding the child murderer, it wasn't Fred's actor. The actor in question was the kid Jason and Zach were coaching.
Right, yeah, we got that. We got that after the fact. I was always told that it was the little kid in the movie, but actually he just was in one of the episodes and he didn't even have a speaking part or something.
Right, Skylar DeLeon. He's on death row now, last time that George had checked.
Well, the way they were talking, he was a Power Ranger star. Like, just because you walked in the background of one of the episodes doesn't mean you're a star. Yeah. I could be wrong.
Yes. He also goes on to ask, because he gives his list of his favorite seasons as well, and he also goes on to ask, "Do you guys ever plan on reviewing Alpha's Magical Christmas? I love Mighty Morphin, but man, that has to be the worst it could offer. JDF looked like he was dreading through each minute of that one." And I had commented back and forth with him, asking him, what the hell is Alpha's Magical Christmas? Apparently it was a Christmas special they aired only once and only ever got a VHS release. However, if you order the Time Life version of the big set that Shout Factory put out, the Mighty Morphin from Mighty Morphin the Lost Galaxy, it's on that as a special feature. So if I ever get the Time Life set, sure, I don't mind doing a commentary on that.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's terrible. It's awful.
Oh, man. But yeah, this episode we're going to be talking about a bunch of music, and I just want to say right now that I appreciate all of the different composers that have been after Ron Wasserman, although some of the theme songs, as you'll find out, I don't really care for. Do you guys have any honorable mentions before we get to the five worst themes?
Not necessarily.
Okay, Spada, any honorable mentions?
No, but there is something I would like to mention before we get started.
Okay.
I am actually not counting Samurai or Megaforce themes.
I counted Samurai only because it had its run. It's over. It's done.
It's not the same song though.
Actually, it is.
Well, except with a different riff and a different.
You actually put the waveforms of the Megaforce Samurai and MMPR themes on top of each other. They're the same.
Just the lyrics change.
No, Samurai has a faster tone.
Samurai has a faster. What is a metronome used for?
Which would, in theory, mean that they're different then.
Though. When I put them through audio programs that I have, the waveforms, the actual look of the sound is exactly the same.
Mm.
Through the entire, from the beginning riff, there's a change in pitch, yes, but there's no change in tempo. That's what it is. There's actually no change in tempo.
Alrighty then.
I'm geeking out a little bit and being a little nerdy, but I'm not counting for myself. I am not counting Samurai or Megaforce.
Okay.
And the real reason I'm not counting Megaforce is because it's just too horrible.
Alright, for me, ones that I wanted to put on my list, but since the way we're doing this, ladies and gentlemen, is I had emailed Scotty and Spada and said, hey, how do we want to do this? Because we don't want to make it a super long episode, and we don't want to make it a super short episode. The way we're going to do this is 5 worst themes, 5 best themes. So essentially, in essence, it's a top 10 list, but it's separated by the quality. And on both of my lists, especially my best list, I couldn't put everything on there that I really, really, really enjoyed. I have 4 honorable mentions. Ninja Storm. I love the theme of Ninja Storm. One thing I don't like, and I don't like this with any Power Rangers theme song that does this, make up your friggin' mind. Either have a vocal without music, like... centuries ago, this happened with this person, and now we have, you know, those vocals. Either have that or have a theme song. Don't have the mix. I like the Ninja Storm theme song, but those vocals on any of them, not just Ninja Storm, on any of them that do it, piss me the hell off. Lost Galaxy, I absolutely love the Lost Galaxy theme. I just couldn't put it in my top 5 best. In Space, same thing. And Scotty's going to probably... stab me with a Zeo crystal, but Zeo. I like Zeo's theme, but I saw it too. Once you hear a theme over and over and over again, and it grates in your head and it grates on your brain, it just didn't make my list. But I don't dislike Zeo. I do like the Zeo theme song. All right, so we are going to take a quick break. You're going to hear a musical interlude of different themes, and we will be back with the 5 worst Power Rangers theme songs.
Secret ninja academies train our future protectors. Ancient scrolls told of 3 who would be chosen above the others. 3 who would become...
go! Power Rangers, go! Ninja Storm, let's go! Call the Zord, enforce it's getting strong. They'll have to break the weather. Ninja Storm, stand together.
Yeah. computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth. And the only hope we have left is...
Power Rangers of the air! Get in gear! Power Rangers of the air! We stand together!
Go Rangers, go!
Sky in 5 ways. 5 heroes walking through the sun for 5 days. Dark forces lurking, leaving evil where they roam. 5 rangers looking for the same 5 stones. There's treasure to be found, there's some lives to be saved. A planet to look after, there's a whole lot of space. Good versus evil, we got heroes on the scene. Power Rangers Overdrive is the number one team.
Power Rangers Operation Overdrive.
So it's time to get the bad out of the way first. Scotty, what is your number 5
sports theme? Turbo.
Wow.
Yep. Not a fan of the show. Not a fan. Actually, you know what? It's not really even that bad. It's just not. If I have to put it in one of the lists, it's going to make the top 5 worst. So it's just, I don't know. I could definitely do without it.
Spada?
For the worst?
Yes, top 5 worst. Number 5.
Lost Galaxy.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
My problem is just the way the song is structured. It's too slow for me, and it's... Nah, 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 nah. It's like, wait, I think I heard those notes when I was a kid in elementary school.
All right, my number 5 is Samurai. The only thing I like about the Samurai song is the homage to MMPR with the music. Mm-hmm. But the lyrics, I hate the lyrics, I hate the voiceover, and I just can't stand that song.
Yeah, they totally should have just gave Samurai their own song and then did the MMPR homage for Megaforce. Because now, like, it's like it ruined Megaforce by giving it to Samurai first.
Yeah.
Well, could it? I don't know if it ruined Megaforce because they really didn't do much to change it for Megaforce.
They only changed the lyrics.
I don't want to hear the same song 57 years in a row, though.
Yes. Agreed.
Because it's like, oh, what a surprise. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. All right, Scotty, number 4 worst song.
RPM.
Why?
Because I don't really care for that song.
Okay. Spada.
RPM.
Attaboy.
The fuck is wrong with you guys?
I love the show. I do not care for the song. It's just, it's dumb. In my personal opinion.
Actually, in our personal opinion.
Yes.
The opinions of the other two hosts don't necessarily reflect those of From the Command Center of the Podcast and Geekcast Radio Network.
Yes, they do.
My number 4 is Turbo. At first I liked the Turbo theme song.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But then they started using the engine bits as the bumpers, and I was like, oh my god. The theme song itself is just like, okay, sure, it's cool. It brings you in, and then after you watch X amount of episodes, it's like, oh my god, get rid of this crap.
Make the hurting stop.
Yeah, really. Scotty, number three.
Okay, my next three are actual songs that I can't stand. Like Turbo at 5 and RPM at 4, I don't hate. They're not gonna be on my music at the gym. They're never gonna make a CD of mine, but I don't hate them. I hate 3, 2, and 1. And number three is Overdrive.
Okay.
It was just awful. It was crap.
Yeah. I completely agree. Spada, number three.
I'm in the same boat with Scotty. These three, I physically feel repulsed when I hear them. My number three is Jungle Fury.
Okay, then. For me, like Scotty, number three is Overdrive. The only thing good about Overdrive is...
No, hold on.
Hold on. The only thing that I liked about Overdrive was the chorus, when it sounded more rock, less rap. When they're like, Operation Over, like that part of the song. That's the only part of the song I like, but oh my god, is that song so horrid.
But, I mean, that's not fair, though. You can't, the whole song, you can't be like, oh, the song's okay, this one part. No, it's the whole song sucks. It's terrible.
Number two, Scotty.
Ninja Storm.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't like it. I just never got into it, or maybe I'd say maybe I heard it too much, but I heard it just as much as I heard all of the other songs. So, you know.
Yeah. Spada.
Mystic Force. The song, it was a hard choice between this and my number one. And this one was number two simply because number one actually made me feel sick. The show and hearing the theme song. But this Mystic Force, the theme is just, it's like, okay, we're going in this certain musical direction with the entirety of the series, and hard left into crappy rap music.
My number two is Wild Force. It's so bad. When Scotty and I reviewed the series for Wild Force, I kind of came around to the series, but I still cannot, the only thing I can go back and watch in that series is Forever Red. I do not care for that series, and the theme song was just so god-awful. All right, Scotty, what's your number one worst Power Rangers theme song?
Mystic Force, by far. I'm excited to see what Spade.
Yeah, we're gonna let Spade go last because I want to see what this is. But for me, it is also Mystic Force, and I agree with Spade that
Force.
Mystic Force just sucked. It was like
there was nothing good about that show.
The only thing, Spade, that I do like about the show, actually, there's a few things, but the main thing I liked was it looked like none of them were models from a catalog. Like Samurai, it was like they went to a fashion show, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, you're
agree with
pretty
that.
And you're pretty, you want to be on a show. It's like Mystic Force was a bunch of like sevens and eights, and they're like, hey, these people look like average people, and that I kind of dug that about the show.
I can understand that.
Why am I flashing to Hot or Not?
The only good thing about Mystic Force was when it was off the air.
Yeah, the commercial breaks.
Yeah. But the theme song, it just, like Spadus said, they went for a certain musical tone, and then, hey, crappy rap music, yay.
And that's the big thing. If it was decent rap music, or if they, you know, tried.
Yeah.
It was like the marketing department just went, find us someone who can generate just, this is what the kids like right now, right?
Yeah. It's great crap.
Yeah. All right. So apparently there is one Power Rangers theme song that can make Spada double over in pain, just like when he ate that KFC Double Down oh so many years ago. So what is it?
Operation Overdrive.
Wow.
Overdrive's pretty terrible.
That was one of that when that, oh geez, hold on, give me a second here. When I was going back and listening through all of the themes, I got to Mystic Force and was just like, oh man, yeah, Mystic Force is the worst. Yeah, put it on number one. And then I went to Operation Overdrive and it's like, Operation Overdrive. I was like, wait, I think they copied from a Tonka commercial that I grew up with when I was a kid. And so I went down this long rabbit hole of trying to find the Tonka commercial that I was thinking of, and I found it, note for note.
Oh, so you're being serious?
I'm being serious.
That's ridiculous, is it? That's crazy.
It was from the early 80s, and it was for a dump truck set, or like a construction set. And it was like, Tonka, something, something, something. But it was in German.
Tonka truck overdrive.
And I'm like, oh God, it's the same. And then I thought, well, okay, I need to give this a fair shake. Let me listen to the whole thing again. And it's just like, oh, as it goes on and on, it just repeats. It's like, it was like having the audio runs. I mean, it just,
It was pretty bad.
That and Mystic Force, like if I could write ties for number one pieces of poop in themes, they would dual win that one.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick audio melody break, and we'll come back with the best list.
Heroes on your side, heroes for all time, out to save the universe.
Time for us to count down our top five best themes. Did you have any honorable mentions, Spada?
Yeah, I've got two. A little late. One is Ninja Storm. I really like that theme. It's an earworm for me. And the other one, it would have been on the list, but Space. Space is definitely an honorable mention for me. I really like that song, but there are five others that I like more.
Yeah. All right, let's go to number five, Scotty. What's your number five best PR theme?
In Space. Love In Space. It's on my iPod. When I go to the gym, it's cycled into my playlist. No joke, 100%.
The only reason it's not on my list is because the goofy sounding guy at the beginning.
Oh, I love that part.
In Space. Oh, yeah. All right, Spada, what's your number five?
Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, I had that on my list, and I took it off because there were other ones I enjoyed more.
I loved that show, I loved that series, and I loved the theme.
Mike, what do you got?
Number five is It's Time to Get in Gear, RPM.
Oh, God.
I liked everything about RPM, including the theme song.
Yeah, you did. You wouldn't have RPMs, kid.
No, I don't think so.
RPM was the only... I loved the RPM show. The theme song was the only thing I didn't like from the show.
I find myself with certain... Just specifically to the Power Rangers shows, that there are some songs, like Turbo, after watching, like I said before, X amount of episodes, the theme song just grates on you. And there are some times where... Like in RPM's case, and pretty much all of the cases on my best five list is, it gets me into the show, and that's really what happened with RPM. So Scotty, number four,
Lightspeed Rescue. Really love it.
Great show.
Yep, great theme song. It's also on my iPod. All five of these top five are on my iPod.
Oh, boy. Is Scotty the only one that puts Power Rangers themes on his iPod?
I have mine, too. I have all of them on mine, except for Operation Overdrive, Mystic Force, Jungle Fury, and RPM.
If it gets me going to the gym, I don't care what it is. I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
I got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I got Ninja Rap from their movie, and I got the Turtle Power song. I've got a couple of He-Man theme songs. I mean, just whatever. I got 100 bajillion songs on there. I might only hear it once a week, but yeah. On there.
Number four is Beta.
Time Force.
Really? Only number four?
Yeah. It's on there, though.
Yeah, that's true. My number four is SPD. I loved everything about SPD. I love the theme song. It was kind of a return to the Wasserman era. I think, didn't he compose that? Wasn't that his return to Power Rangers?
I have no idea.
For that season?
Clue. Yeah. SPD was a good song, though.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy SPD. All right, number three, Scotty.
Dino Thunder. Big fan.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's number one on your list because you would also have Dino Thunder's child, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Spada, number three.
SPD Emergency. That song just grabs you and does not let go.
Yeah, you're right, it does. It does. All right, my number three is Time Force. It brought you in, not only the song itself, but also the visuals that they put with the song. The tempo behind it was great. The melody was great. I absolutely love Time Force song. Number two, Scotty?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay. That's my number two as well. And you really can't break that into the seasons because it's the same damn song all three seasons.
The visuals are different.
Right. The visuals are different, but it's the same song.
Yes, that is correct.
So, Spada, your number two?
Dino Thunder.
Attaboy.
Damn good song.
All right. And number one, Scotty, what's your number one?
What do you think it is?
Probably Jungle Fury.
No, not even close. Zeo.
Oh, yeah, that's
100%
right.
100% love that damn song.
You love Zeo. You would have Zeo's kid.
I'd make out with Zeo. I don't know how that's possible. I've tried. It's like, it has, after the main part, it's kind of got the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger tone to it. Plus, right. It's got that at the beginning. And the visuals, if we're going to talk about visuals, it was a pretty good opening altogether. I just love that freaking song.
Yeah, it was. Spada, your number one?
Zeo.
Attaboy!
And the reason is, I was going to originally choose the MMPR theme. But, after listening to the MMPR theme and then listening to Zeo, I realized that Zeo is an evolution of the MMPR theme. And
yeah, exactly.
It's just better and more complex.
Yeah. Well, we can all can pretty much guess what my number one is. Dino Thunder.
Get out of here.
I love the Dino Thunder theme song has nothing to do with the fact that Tommy came back to the show.
I love that song. That is a legitimate.
It is a good song.
Rock song.
It is. It really.
It's just. It brought like Dino Thunder to me, would be. I know I said this. What did I say this? What was it? With Jungle Fury, Scotty? That Jungle Fury is could be this generation's MMPR.
Absolutely.
Like, for me, Dino Thunder is, if I was a kid now watching it, I would add that that would be my Mighty Morphin if I was still a kid now. And just Dino Thunder was so much fun. The song was so much fun. I love listening just to the instrumental version of that. It's just awesome. So.
You know what song I really enjoy? It's the Power Rangers song, and it's the Go-Go Power Rangers song, but it's like, you know, they've got a power and a force that you never seen.
Yes.
The season 2 version with the Thunder Zords, yeah.
But they didn't... They only played it, like, during the episode, though. It wasn't the opener.
Right, because that was... The point of it was the new Zords. Right. They were trying... They
wasn't that their battle music?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And if I had to pick an all-time favorite song, it might be that one. But since we're only doing openings,
yeah,
you know.
That is definitely a good song. That's, I think that one has been, that one was remixed by Ron
Wasserman.
Thank you. That was remixed by him in his recent,
The Redux.
Yes.
Album. But yeah, I'm telling you guys, good. If you guys can't find the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Rock Adventure, the old CD, go on to iTunes, and I'm not just saying this to pimp out iTunes. I'm saying it legitimately. Go on to iTunes and buy Power Rangers Redux by Ron Wasserman. It has Go Go Power Rangers. It has Fight, Hope for the World, Combat, Cross My Line, Lord Zedd, We Need a Hero, Go Green Ranger Go, Unite, 541. It's got all of the... It's got 21 tracks, and it's got pretty much everything from the original series. The first 11 tracks are everything from the original Rock Adventure CD, and then the next tracks, 12 through 21, are all instrumental versions. So instrumental of Go-Go Power Rangers, instrumental of Combat, instrumental of We Need a Hero, instrumental of Go Green Ranger, Go. It's absolutely amazing. So go get that album if you're really, really wanting to hear instrumental versions of these songs without the lyrics. It's absolutely awesome.
Also, if you want to hear a really good heavy metal rendition of the MMPR theme, check out Arm Cannon. That's ARMCANNON. They have a fantastic metal rendition of the Power Rangers, original Power Rangers theme.
Yeah, that's all over YouTube. It's pretty, that's pretty good.
I've seen them in MAGFest twice now, and they're so good.
That band name sounds like they could be doing Mega Man music.
Yeah, that's what their that's what their logo is based off of, the Mega Man 2.
That's awesome.
Bendy logo.
That's awesome. All right, well, since we are talking more Power Rangers music, do you guys have any other like songs from any of the series that you really love? I know Scotty and I love Go Green Ranger and White Tiger, or whatever the song is.
I'll go as far as saying that there probably isn't a song that I didn't like.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't put my thumb on any that I absolutely love except for the ones that we just mentioned. But,
yeah,
you know, throughout the different seasons, I was never like, this needs to be better or more upbeat. I think there was one season that me and you done, and I was kind of disappointed by the fight song. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah, there are a couple of the later seasons, like after Time Force, where the music is just generic fight choreographic music, and it's not.
And that's really sad too, because the music adds so much to it.
It does, yeah.
Well, so. It seems like when Disney took a hold of the series, they just turned the interesting music factor down like all the way.
I guess.
Yeah, they did. All right. Well, we are going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some stuff from PCN, from GCRN, and all that other good stuff. And we'll be back after this.
This is Karen Ashley, and you're listening to From the Command Center. Hey guys, Dirt here. You know, every week a bunch of stuff happens in the toy industry. Some of it's really exciting. Some of it's a lot of fun and very interesting. Some of it's downright pathetic. But if you want to know what's going on in the toy world, then make sure you check out the News Desk every Saturday morning at thatnewtoysmell.com, part of the Pop Culture Network, where we're going to take a look at that wonderful world of toys, sometimes from a slightly skewed perspective. The News Desk, thatnewtoysmell.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
Are you looking for a weekly dose of gaming news and retro? Then check out Off the Cuff, available Fridays on Geekcast Radio Network from the producers of XRG. New name, same.
The Pull Bag is the GCRN's place for everything you need in the comic book world. We focus on new and current comics, while also tackling a few back issues here and there. So join the entire GCRN crew and see what issues the hosts have with today's panel. You can find The Pull Bag on iTunes and geekcastradio.com. Make your great escape into comics.
This is Daniel Southworth, and you're listening to From the Command Center.
All right, we are back here on From the Command Center, and that's going to do it for the theme song episode. Any final thoughts, Beta?
Well, there's been a lot of great music, and then there has been some really bad music. Unfortunately, right now, Saban seems to be going in the bad music areas. So I hope whatever comes next for Megaforce, that they give it an original song and not a remix, because, man, some of these songs are just great.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Scotty, any final thoughts?
I gotta agree with Spada.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Spada, too. I've been so busy lately with other podcasts and stuff, I haven't had time to actually sit down and go onto Hulu and look at Megaforce that well. I've seen the first episode, and as we've already said, the Megaforce theme is just the Sentai. Holy crap. It's just the Samurai theme with different lyrics. That's really all it is, and it's kind of boring as far as music goes, but yeah, that's going to do it for us, and as I said before, you're going to see us again soon, sooner rather than later, because the next episode we're going to do is the Toys and Merchandise episode, and that I'm actually going to make it a crossover between Command Center and ToyCast. It'll be just one recording, but I'm going to put it under both feeds. But it'll be very, very interesting. Spada, what do you got coming up on your world-famous YouTube channel?
Well, hopefully I will have the black and green mechs from Kyoryuger. That is the current Super Sentai series in Japan. I should have those this week. Just got a bunch of Super Sentai stuff. I'm moving into more video game stuff, so that's coming. And then I've also got a bunch of third-party Transformers, specifically the Wild Rider and, or I should say not Wild Rider and not Breakdown Stunticons and the Toy World Hardhead and the Toy World Aurora figures. Aurora is the second in the Throttlebot Combiner line.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
I think I've seen those on TransformersNews.com or whatever the hell that site's called.
Yeah.
That's
been all over the place. Yeah. What about you, Scotty? What do you got coming up?
I'm going to do the Megaforce Morpher on the next From the Command Center. I actually don't mind that thing. Spade, have you gotten that yet?
No, I haven't. The only one I've seen in stores was broken.
Oh, that's no good. It's
and
actually
then I saw another one that was stolen.
Wow.
Alrighty.
That's nuts.
They really needed that Morpher, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that morpher was, oh, man. Life or death, man. Life or morphers.
For sure. He's probably trying to get into a gang. They're like, look, if you want in our gang, dude, you got to steal a morpher. And he's like, all right, I'll do it.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. I should have plugged this at the beginning of the show, but we are currently running over at Geekcast Radio Network the 80s Cartoons Villain Tournament. Round 1, Part 1 is going on still as of this recording. Voting is open through this Friday. Round 1, Part 2 voting will be open all next week. Round 1, Part 1 has Hordak versus Skeletor, Venger versus Overlord, King Zarkon versus Darkstorm, and Cobra Commander versus Doc Terror. And this is something big and huge that we're doing, kind of like, forget March Madness crap. Let's do 80s villains. So much better. So that's going to do it for us. Thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the network websites, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. Join the forums over at Pop Culture Network. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. We have a couple of iTunes reviews that came in since the last episode. We have one from Dano23, left on March 5th, 2013. A good review. Gives us 4 stars. While I agree with most of what's been said, like outside the Dragon Dagger and Drago Sword out of the original Green Ranger and White Dino Ranger, there has been very few good weapons, and though I like most of the Ultra Zord combinations, they are too heavy and impractical. They should have only appeared near the end and only against the top-tier villains. The only thing I disagree with is Power Rangers Turbo and its movie, if only because of nostalgic childhood memories, and the fact that Bulk and Skull were funnier in the movie with less corny slapstick. But if you really want to criticize something, watch Tattooed Teenage Alien. That Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters has nothing to do with Power Rangers. Nothing whatsoever to do with Power Rangers.
Same production company.
It's okay, but it's not a Power Rangers series. It may be the same production company, but it's not a Power Rangers series.
So was Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Hey, yeah. Both of those are god-awful, by the way.
Yeah, they are. Though Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad had some really cool toys. Unfortunately, I sold all of them.
I didn't even know they had toys. I mean,
yeah, they were actually really cool.
I got to be honest, I seen both of those shows, and I was like, these people are just trying to straight rip the Power Rangers off, and it's awful.
Well, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad of Suck was actually a Ultraman ripoff in Japan, and Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Veronica Mars of Bacon Jesus, that was just a piece of shit.
Yep. Yeah, so. And it had that black dude in it that was in other things, too. I can't remember who he was now, but
his name Token?
Yes. I actually went back and watched that show again. I was like, hey, that's the guy from, random black guy shows.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, we did a black guy. Put that guy in there. I think I know he played it. He was in, like, a couple episodes of, like, Saved by the Bell. He's in a couple episodes of, like, maybe, like, 90210 and just crap like that. But I was like, that guy's in it?
The other review we've got on iTunes is from Jordy the Shamrock Ranger. He gives us 5 stars. He says, I enjoy hearing all your lists, and I'm happy Spade is becoming a regular on the show. Also, this episode came before my 18th birthday on St. Paddy's Day. Well, happy belated birthday at this point, because St. Paddy's Day is way over. I gotta say, I disagree on Mystic Force. It, to me, was an excellent addition of the Bronze Age of Power Rangers. That's the problem, Jordy. It's the Bronze Age. This is not golden anymore.
What do we define as the Bronze Age?
The Age.
The Disney Age? Is that what we're referring to?
That's why it's bronze, because it's not as good.
Yeah. But I have a bias as a Harry Potter fan also. Capes, cloaks are awesome. Okay, done. Fanboy nitpicking. I agree with Spade on that SPD handled Doggy better than Dekaranger. I mean, I actually enjoy telling Sentai purists that the America won up the Japanese on something. I mean, animatronic dog alien versus cheap male fursuit. Girlfriend once owned. No brainer. I gotta say, on Megaforce, Mike, the Red Ranger feels like a Jason Tommy clone, which is kind of sad, because I always look for a Red Ranger to be eccentric in some way. Pink is also annoying. And yes, caring about the environment is good, but when you make it the main character point for being a ranger, it scares me of what if someone's psycho like Poison Ivy got ranger power. Oh god, can you imagine Pamela Isley as a Power Ranger? Holy crap. I love the podcast. They've actually kept me entertained, and also for toy fans of Jungle Fury, I'm sure you can get the tiger painted white by someone on Ranger Board. You guys brought back a lot of memories for me, some good, others not so much. Hope to see more later. So thank you to everyone who has left us iTunes reviews, and I do sincerely hope that everyone does stick with the podcast through the commentaries, because as I've said before, the commentaries are going to give not just Scotty and I, but if Spada wants to be on a couple of them, it's going to give us ways in a different discussion, because we can go back and watch and not just have to try to remember what happened. Kind of like in the earlier reviews on iTunes where it's like, you guys are mixing up season 2 and season 3. No, Rito wasn't in season 2, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's one of the, besides celebrating the 20th anniversary, that's one of the reasons why we're going to do the commentaries, is so we can actually go back and relive those old days. All right. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TFGOnMike. What is your Twitter, Spada?
Balt Matrix.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio and at Pop Culture Net. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. Again, you can search for Pop Culture Network and find them. What is yours, Spada?
What is what?
For Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Facebook.com/Balt Matrix Reviews, all one word.
Yes. You can find the award-winning From the Command Center on PCN's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Pop Culture Network. What's your YouTube link, Spada?
youtube.com/Balt Matrix.
There we go. Call the voicemail line. Tell us what you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center and wish you'll join us next time when we will be talking about everything to do with toys, merchandise, board games, lunchboxes, backpacks, apparel, anything that Saban or even Bandai or whoever, anything that we're going to, any kind of merchandise that Power Rangers has ever put out here in the U.S., we're going to talk about it. And possibly some of the stuff that has been put out in Japan.
Might as well.
Yeah. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Scotty Cash.
Spade of the Ball Matrix.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
And it goes like this. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I can't tell you why, but I can't stop thinking about you, baby. Oh, yeah. Don't you think it's time I walked around every word you're saying? Oh, yeah. Trying hard to figure out, tell me what it's all about. Cause I don't wanna freak you out, freak you out, freak you out. I wanna know where you're at. I'm at the front, but you're still at the back. Oh, can you tell me where it's at? I gotta know where you're at. I'm all alone waiting for you to ask. Oh, can you tell me where, tell me where. Like when we talk, you haven't heard a single word I'm saying. Oh yeah, I'm over here, so listen up, sit back, tune in, pick it up. Yeah, I'm just waiting here, trying hard to figure out, tell me what it's all about. Cause I don't wanna freak you out, freak you out. Tell me where you're at. I gotta know where you're at. I'm all alone waiting for you to ask. Oh, can you tell me where you're at. Freak you out, freak you out, freak you out, freak you out.
Changed a bit.
Neither have you, Skullovich.
Hey, Skull, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull.
Yeah, Bulgy.
They're coming toward us. We need the Power Rangers.
Let the power protect you.